BBC News with Jerry Smith. President Trump has defended his record on opposing racial hatred at a rally of his supporters in Phoenix, Arizona. He launched a blistering attack on the media, accusing journalists of misrepresenting his position on white supremacist violence. Following Mr. Trump's rally, clashes have taken place between protesters and police in the city. The North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the production of more solid-fuel rocket engines and warhead tips. The announcement came shortly after President Trump said he believed Kim Jong-un was starting to respect the United States and he was hoping for something positive to come out of it. American officials say the US Navy is planning to remove the commander of the 7th Fleet, Vice Admiral Joseph Aucoin, after its vessel suffered two deadly collisions in Asia in 2 months. In the latest mishap, 10 sailors went missing after a destroyer collided with an oil tanker near Singapore. Police in the Danish capital Copenhagen say there's a DNA match between a headless torso found on Monday and a missing journalist, Kim Wahl. The reporter disappeared earlier this month while being taken out by an inventor on his privately built submarine. The Supreme Court of El Salvador has quashed arrest warrants against a group of soldiers wanted by Spain for their alleged role in a massacre of 6 priests in 1989. The court said it was cancelling the warrants because the soldiers had already been tried for the murders at the time. Gunmen in Mexico have shot dead a newspaper reporter, the 9th journalist to be killed in the country this year. Candido Rios, a crime reporter in Veracruz, was killed along with 2 other people. Angolans are going to the polls to replace President José Eduardo dos Santos, who's stepping down after 38 years in power. The current defence minister is widely expected to win. BBC News.